Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Tiago Henriques on the 18th of February, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Telegram has raised an initial $850 million for its billion-dollar ICO. Telegram's billion-dollar ICO has reached its first milestone after the chat app company raised an initial $850 million, according to a filing. A document submitted to the SEC earlier this week states that the money was raised for the development of the TON blockchain, the development and maintenance of Telegram Messenger, and other purposes. The security is described as purchase agreements for cryptocurrency, and the filing is signed by Telegram CEO Pavel Durov. Twitter is killing its Twitter for Mac desktop client. On Friday, Twitter announced that it would abandon its lesser-loved Mac app, directing instead the users to Twitter.com. The company declared that it will refocus its efforts on a great Twitter experience that's consistent across platforms, rather than continuing development on Twitter for Mac, a message that doesn't sound great for TweetDeck lovers. Federal judge rules that embedded tweets can represent copyright infringement. A recent ruling by New York federal judge could have significant implications for how copyright laws are enforced. The ruling was made in a case where Justin Goldman accused publications including Breitbart, Time, Yahoo, Vox Media, and the Boston Globe for violating his copyright by embedding into their stories tweets with his photo of the New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Windows 10 security. Google exposes how malicious sites can exploit Microsoft Edge. Microsoft missed Google's 90-day deadline, so Google has published the details of an exploit mitigation bypass. Google's Project Zero team has published details of an unfixed bypass for an important exploitation mitigation technique in Edge. The mitigation, ACG, Arbitrary Code Guard, arrived in Windows 10 Creators Update to help thwart web attacks that attempt to load malicious code into memory. The defense ensures that only proper signed code can be mapped into memory. And this was your shot of Tech Coffee.